So the idea behind the research has been to use the worm or C. elegans to figure out what genes we might be able to target in humans to alleviate human cancers. We can do that because a lot of the same genes in worms are also present in humans, and many of these are the genes that are known to be associated with human cancers. What we found was that inactivating certain genes in worms led to a reversal of defects that were cancer-like defects that the worms had been showing. And so the thought is that perhaps if these same genes are inactivated in a human, that it could also lead to some level of reversal of cancerous traits in human cells. We're happy to be published in Genetics. Genetics is a very respected journal that comes through the Genetic Society of America. One thing that Genetics is doing now is they're taking some of their papers and actually just starting this month with our paper, and they're writing an accompanying short article called a primer, which explains in a little bit more detail for undergraduate students exactly what the researchers were doing and why they were doing it. So it turns out this paper will also be used as a teaching tool at undergraduate institutions, and it's kind of a kick to think that undergraduates will be reading our paper and learning about our research. So it's going to get a more broader readership in a larger community who are exposed to what we've been doing.